Chris Morad.
More and more seeing councils starting to team up and share services. Surrey's already working with a number of other authorities. Now we've heard it's going to work with East Sussex County Council to try and save millions of pounds. We can hear from the leader of Surrey County Council now, David Hodge. David, how is this going to work?
Well, good afternoon, Angus. How it's going to work is Peter Jones, who is my opposite number here at East Surrey, for 2.5-3 years now, we've been talking about how do we work better as councils and how can we actually make sure that we can provide savings which benefit the local residents. One of the specific things that we have worked together on is our procurement contracts, and we've got some excellent procurement people here at Surrey, and working with our partners in East Sussex, we've set out how together we can look at contracts and make sure we get a better deal for the residents in both areas.
David, how has it gone when you're starting to share with, I don't know, borough councils as well, and maybe with the police? Because obviously people have got different ways of working, and they've all got different contracts at the moment, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, there does come a time when, there does come a time when you have to wait sometimes for a contract to finish before you can join forces together. So you do have to have a certain amount of patience in this. But I'm absolutely convinced that when councils get together and when councils use their bulk power of buy-in, we can actually make sure we save millions of pounds for residents. And these days, local government, obviously, as you know, we've had to make 28% cuts over the last four years. We've obviously got to look and see how can we make sure that every contract we put out is the best contract for the Surrey residents. And in East Sussex case, Peter will obviously make sure it's obviously in East Sussex interest, and quite rightly.
And this concept of sharing is going on. I know East Sussex looking at sharing their fire service with West Sussex and finding savings there. Ultimately, aren't we looking at really a much bigger way of making savings by just merging some of these authorities? I mean, I appreciate that you want to look after Surrey, but you know, you could imagine one Surrey and Sussex authority, couldn't you?
Well, the whole point is
a police service, maybe.
3 years ago, Peter Jones and I helped to set up the Southeast Seven group of major Southeast councils, yeah, which is Kent, East and West Sussex, Hampshire, Surrey, and the two unitaries in Brighton and Medway. And we've been running now for 2.5-3 years, and we've come up with many different areas where we're working together, driving contracts and driving budgets down. I mean, we've also just launched this year in February, we launched a course for highway engineers, the next generation of public sector engineers.
Yeah.
And we had no trouble getting people to go on the course. They've come from all over the southeast, and our contractors. And in fact, we have the second course starting next in September, and that's already full. So what we're actually finding is that when we work together, we actually can do a better deal and provide a better service for the residents that we all look after.
Thank you. That's David Hodge, the leader of Surrey County Council, talking about plans to merge some of the services and some of the supply contracts with East Sussex today.